The meeting is called to order, and it is 6:39 p.m. Central Time, and I'm going to call roll. Okay, so Teresa Allen is present. Bill Crozier is present. Tom Harper?
Here.
Great. Wally James? Not hearing him. Mike Lewis is excused. Robin Lewis is present, right?
Yep.
Not hearing Marianne Martinez. Marianne Martinez. Carol McGregor. Not hearing her. Darrell Robbins. Not hearing
yes.
her. Darrell, are you on?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, Darrell. Nancy Zabarnaratomi.
Present.
Thank you, Nancy. Wendy Schrell asked to be excused for some part of the meeting. She said she would be late. So Deb Shafto, I heard her earlier. I'm assuming she'll call back.
She said she had another call she had to take and she'd be back.
Okay. Is Rob Lee on the call? I'm not hearing Rob Lee. Bruce, is Bruce on the call? Greif. Is Kurt Gerdron on the call? Richard Uzel? Okay. Is there anyone on the call whose name I did not mention? Right. All right. I sent out the agenda to you. And basically it goes call to order and roll call. Two is approve agenda. Three is approve minutes, which I sent out right after the last meeting, and I just sent them out about a half an hour ago. Item number four is report from the development director. Number five is fundraising, and there are four parts to that. One is the subcommittee on planned giving and major donors. And then is the pledge drive, which starts August 8th. Third is possible drawing or raffle prizes. And number four is legacy giving. Item number D was legacy giving. Item number six is new business. Item number seven is set the next meeting, which is September 7th. And item number eight is adjourned. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
Ms. Bill, can we first move to, I'd like to move to excuse Wendy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, and Michael Lewis.
Okay.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Is there any objection to excusing Wendy and Michael Lewis?
Nope.
All right, hearing none, they are approved. B. Crozier. Okay. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion we approve the agenda.
Okay. Is there any addition or correction to the agenda? All right. So hearing none, the agenda is approved without objection. Oh, BJ. Okay. The minutes, which I sent out. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes? How about Tom Harper?
You have my approval. I just read the minutes.
Okay. Is there any addition or correction to the minutes of July 6th? Okay, minutes approved without objection. Good. Kind of a funny spelling of objection there, but I got it done. Okay. Robin, do you want to give us a report on what's happened since our last meeting?
Hold on just a second, please.
I appreciate your time.
Okay. Well, I suppose most people know that our summer drive is supposed to start on the 8th, next Sunday. The situation is more or less the same as it has been for the last, I don't know how many months. So there is no live pitching right now. So that, as before, that won't help. The goal is $150,000. We are hoping we can get that within 2 weeks or so. At least we'll make an effort to do that. And I'll encourage the programmers to work to that, towards that as best they can. I really don't have a whole lot more to say right now. I need a prompting here.
Have we received any grants or any donations of vehicles or anything to that effect? Anything else? Additional funds in the last 2 weeks? Or last month, I mean.
Yes. The last month, we've gotten several cars, about 4 cars donated. The total that KPFT received among all of those is about $3,200.
Okay, great.
So that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Grants, not in the recent past,
okay. But
since the beginning of this year, we've gotten $22,500. One of those from Travis Mathis from the Brown Foundation, the other from the Hershey Foundation. And numerous small grants, which don't add up to a whole lot, but, you know, every little bit helps.
So it's about $32,000 to get all together?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. And do any of these grants have requirements to cash these checks?
One of them does. Travis Mathis is sort of wide open, but the Hershey Foundation, and this is something I'm really worried about.
Mm-hmm.
One thing they wanted was environmental programming. I mean, real mm-hmm. environmental programming to be used to develop that, and that has not happened.
Mm-hmm.
David, was the person who was, he was a GM.
Mm-hmm.
And he met actually with Olive Hershey, who's, her name is on the foundation,
mm-hmm.
and discussed what the kind of programmer she was looking for, but that hasn't appeared. And I suspect we have like a few more months to make it appear before we have to explain why it didn't.
Can we do a PSA requesting applications for an environmental show?
I suppose it could be done. Who would approve it, though? We have to wait till the new GM for that to really coalesce, I think.
Well, we could ask the programs that we have, programmers that we have right now, to cover some environmental issues. For example, I think that they're burning flares in Baytown. We could ask either Mike Honig or Egberto Willis or somebody to cover some environmental issues. Was that Darrell that wanted to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Brian Paros and Leanna Lopez are very involved in environmental issues, and if they don't have a program now, they could be guests on maybe Wally's show, or like you said, Egberto or Mike Honig, And that would be some action that we can take to show good faith that we're going to figure it out. Also, the show that Akua Holt did this morning was fantastic. And I don't know why they couldn't address environmental issues for now in an episode.
Well,
okay.
How can we help you, Robin?
On this one, we have to satisfy the requirements for this grant. And like I said, what they want was a show, you know, yes, it would be good to have environmental reports, you know, in several different shows, but I think she wanted something that was really concentrated and hard-hitting. She did mention Brian and his father as people she knew, and I think if we made a show with them, she'd be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that has to be, you know, put together and planned.
Can I ask you the question?
Bill, for this next.
Okay, so pardon me for my busy taking notes. So was that Nancy and then Bill?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, thank you. So the amount of money we've gotten from grants, I wanted to clarify. You said $32,000 or you said $3,200?
No, let's see, $10,000 plus $12,500, so $22,500.
Okay, my error. I think I said 32,000.
Okay, 22,500, right? We've gotten in grants.
Yeah.
Okay. And then has the CEC, the what does it stand for? Environmental Coalition. Have they been, you know, Rachel Powers, has she been asked about her input about an environmental show?
Not that I'm aware of, but
I have personally asked her if she would wanted if she would suggest someone to do a show, and short of actually asking her to put it in her newsletter, she has not. Nobody's called me about that. I also did ask a friend, Liz Jensen. She said that she would like to do it. I tell you what, I guess I should ask you, Robin, if we had someone that wanted to do this, who should they contact right now? Should they contact
under normal times? Under normal times, I would say the program director, which we don't have.
We haven't had a program director for over four years.
I know. And short of that, a general manager, which isn't here yet. We're kind of in a limbo. You know, it's I'm sure whoever, for a weekly show or even if it's a monthly show, someone would want, you know, some certainty and some support in creating this show. Which right now the station really can't give.
Let me ask you this. Is Mike Koenig show on HD or is he
HD. It's on HD.
On HD. Do we have anybody on that could do either take a segment of their show and do just environmental for now?
You know, Bill's been on the stack for a while to talk about this stuff.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, you know, the quickest way is probably get some shows from Audioport. There's already shows already there. Some of them are partly environmental. Some are more complete. I know there's one called Extinction Diaries. I think it's a weekly show.
Mm-hmm.
Talks about environmental crisis. The Brad Friedman show, which we carry on our HD, too, on Sundays, it has a regular segment called Green News Report, and you know, we could one of the things that really we've been lacking for some time is environmental and science and health shows. We need to be looking for all those kind of things. And it's it's tough to create a new show, and it's even tougher when we can't be in the studio and stuff like that. But there are things out there, and AudioPort has great stuff that some of our affiliates are producing that, you know, we ought to take advantage of. So I suggest we look there, especially that can be put up almost instantly, you know. And then we could, you know, look for, see who else we got. And Brian Powers used to work for the Sierra Club. I don't think he does anymore, but he used to be an employee. And he might have other connections there, too. Anyway, you know, if somebody locally can do it also, that's fine. But it doesn't have to be just one show. I think we should, you know, look for other things as well.
Thank you, Bill. Good point. I don't want to lose this grant money, and probably some of that money could actually be used to help assist somebody who wants to do the show. I mean, it's a pity that because we won't chip in towards somebody that might need some assistance to be in charge of that show, that we would actually lose all of the money. Who might be the person that would make that decision?
As to whether money would be spent on the production of a show?
Yes.
Right now, that kind of person doesn't exist.
Well, isn't Markeisha the interim general manager?
I was told by somebody that that's her title at the moment. I guess we could ask her, but I think I would not expect a positive answer.
Okay. Tom, this is
not her.
Okay.
Purview.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead, Tom.
I have an idea.
Okay.
That we email all our programmers, and they would, you know, be asked to maybe dedicate 10 minutes on their show to environmental issues, instead of trying to create a new program, just, you know, email all your programmers and ask them if they can set aside 10 minutes on their program to address environmental issues. That's all I'm just making a suggestion.
Okay. Who's next? Nancy?
Yes.
Whose voice is that?
I wanted to ask you, when you talked to Rachel, did you ask her about helping to start a collective? So it's not
yes,
the same
I did.
People every week. And she said no?
She said she was too busy to take any responsibility. And I've asked her more than once.
Okay, so did you give her a script, or did she say that she would put something in the... her website?
No, but I tell you what, maybe I should do that. I will take responsibility and send her an ad. Send text for notice to be put in CEC newsletter. Asking for... producers.
And I have another question to Robin. So this Hershey people, they're going to give, what, $10,000? $12,000? What is it?
Do we have the money already?
Yes.
I'm sorry, how much was it?
$12,500.
Okay. Oh, $12,500 for a science show. I see. And then she wanted like a one-hour show, right?
She wanted a show dedicated to environmental issues.
Okay. So we're talking about segments on other shows, which is a good idea. But so which slot would it take?
I don't know.
Bruce for the stack.
Go ahead.
Bruce from New York.
I'm sorry?
Bruce.
From New York.
Oh, hi, Bruce.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, Did you want to say something, or did you just want me to check you in?
No, well, you could do both.
Okay.
Actually, there's a really good Ready to Rock and Roll already on the air. It's on AudioPort Green Street Radio that you guys could probably just pick up, and that would might satisfy your grant persons. And this is I've been listening to it for a long time, and it's really good. The people are top-notch, and they cover all kinds of issues. Matter of fact, you know, I mean, talking about Texas, today they were talking about how petroleum waste is radioactive, and they have all these open waste pits, you know, where they put the stuff they can't use, and so on and so forth. So apparently there's like 20,000 undocumented waste pits emitting radioactivity and yada, yada, yada. So, Teresa, what I will do is I will send you, and I'm sure that you have to cooperate, really nice people. I'll send you a link to their show and yada, 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 and you can reach out to them. But, I mean, basically, you wouldn't have to do anything. You wouldn't have to find anybody. Just say, like, go Green Street Radio.
You know, what's the name of the show, Bruce?
Green Street Radio. As a matter of fact, if you Google Green Street Radio, you'll come up with a bunch of links.
Uh-huh.
And they've been Doug and Patty Wood. They've been doing it for a while now. And I think they're all already, like, all over the country. But the show is really good. They start off with news, you know, like the latest environmental disaster news, so you can get depressed. And then they usually have two guests on. And like I said, you know, this morning's show, they were talking about, and I didn't know it, you know, that the petroleum that comes out of the ground is actually radioactive, I guess because it's so old or whatever. And they have all these waste pits where they put the stuff that they can't use. And then the equipment that got, you know, full of sludge and yada, yada, yada. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, I will take charge of this, and I will I guess I'm going to talk to the interim general manager and find out if we have an engineer that could make this happen until we get a general manager. Okay, so until our general manager comes. I too, am a little bit confused. He was supposed to come on August 1st, then August 8th, and now it's August 15th or something like that. So, Robin, thank you for calling to this to our attention. And we might not be able to do anything about it, but it sounds like an item of unfinished business from David's tenure, and sounds like he probably started it, but just, you know,
yeah,
it fell through the cracks. Is there anything else you'd like to say in your report?
Not right now. I think I'll probably interject at other parts.
Okay.
I have a question
for August 8th, right? Correct? August 8th with no live pitching. The pledge drive starts August 8th. Okay.
Yes.
So, thank you very much for that report.
Bill,
go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Nancy,
when you talk to Markeisha or whoever, you know, ask if she can get who's the new board op, the guy that's doing the weather and stuff? I forget his
name. Mr. Sampson.
Oh, yeah, okay. You know, it should be easy for him to download stuff from AudioPort and put it into the automation system. So, I mean, make sure he knows how to do that. That may be, you might have to tell Markeisha he needs to learn. He could ask Otis or Ursula, you know, if he has questions, and they could help him figure out how to do that. But he may already know that because he may be already downloading other stuff from AudioPort. But he may not know what to look for, you know, for other shows.
Okay, so is that Jarrell or Nancy next?
Yeah. Yeah, Nancy would like to have Samson's email when there's like a same show, like 2 weeks in a row or 3 weeks in a row. I mean, who do I tell? I just don't know. Who do I tell? Markeisha? Do I tell Samson? Or if there's some outage, where do I go?
I would
Robin?
Think at this time it should be the interim person in charge is Markeisha Van Zandt Sampson, so I would email her.
So this Mr. Sampson does not have access, like he cannot correct something, or he's, I mean, isn't he using, I mean, isn't he like on board all day?
I'm sorry, Nancy. I don't know what his is in his job description.
Lisa, I'm asking Robin.
Okay, Robin, go ahead.
All I know is that he exists and that he's keeping the automation. That the automation, from what I'm told, his job is to keep the automation running and to read some daily, you know, news reports and things like that. That's what I know about him. Actually, I don't myself know how to get in touch with him if I have to. I don't have an email. I'm looking right now. That
okay, when I hear the same show, like 2 weeks in a row or 3 weeks in a row, the same show on one of the shows, and I'm going crazy, like, well, I cannot be that the programmer did not send in
Orders of the day. I wanted
to talk about the agenda item.
I know it's important, Nancy, but I want to circle back to this specific agenda item about the grant from Ms. Hershey.
Yes.
And I just wanted to throw it out there that if we can make a formal enough effort with like a section of these minutes that's specifically action plans that we're following through with and not just a brainstorming session. So mm-hmm. Teresa offered to do something. And I think that I could ask Liana Lopez if she has any ideas, she and Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd also like to know what Akua's Hope, what was the program that Akua Hope produced this morning? Because it was fantastic.
It's called COVID Race and Democracy. It's a network collective.
So is there any way she has enough experience and wherewithal, maybe she could start a plan for having a local environmental or a, you know, something that's national environmental. We've got, but someone said we have so many issues here. Mine is the landfill that's going to affect our water source. I think Akua, if she produced that program this morning, which was just absolutely fantastic, she would have the ability to at least put into writing a plan. Mm-hmm. And that way it moves us closer between the affiliate, you know, the ones that Bill said pull that are available, and mm-hmm. then having a specific action plan with people that follow up, we should be able to show that we are moving forward
mm-hmm.
and not jeopardize losing the loan.
The grant. Yes, you're right. You're right. Why don't you just check on that? Another possibility is Dwayne Bradley, who has Wednesday's Open Journal. We could just ask him to concentrate for the next couple weeks on environmental issues and have environmental guests on.
There you go. And ones that have been moved to HD, infamously relegated to HD, they could be guests. They may be covering it, and they could be guests with Dwayne on Dwayne's show.
Okay, so I'm just going to follow up on this. If you hear anything, just call me. Okay. So let's move on. I think we were only speaking of this in the context of losing a grant, and I thank you very much for calling it to our attention. So, and Bruce, that was also a very useful information. We're maybe not using our automated programming through AudioPort like we could. So we will try to find somebody to talk about that. So let's go to fundraising. Robin, do you want to say anything? I guess Rob Lee is not on. Does anybody, Robin, if you could text me his phone number. I have misplaced Rob Lee's phone number. It's in here somewhere, but I don't have it. Anyway, did you want to report on the subcommittee on planned giving and major donors, or do you want me to talk about it?
Now I'm looking at my notes. They're not great. I'll just fill in whatever I miss.
Okay.
Yeah, Teresa and I got together with Rob Lee, another member of this committee, but who's also a financial manager and has mentioned being willing to offer certain services that we might need, like with a planned giving program. So we got together.
Did you say Thanksgiving? What did you say? Well, Thanksgiving?
Planned giving.
Oh, okay.
You know, legacies and inheritances and such. So we talked about that a little bit. But we also talked about the lapsed donor effort to call them, and he recommended that we contact, like, Vista to get interns that might be willing to help with that. So we would have people who are not involved in the politics of Pacifica in any way, but who are pretty savvy. He offered to give us to let us use a part of his office for phone calls. And we talked about setting it up in such a way that, you know, that everyone has a phone and headphones and everything you need to do this fairly well. So, next week, we're going to be going to look at this office and kind of getting an idea of how to set it up, and also looking for, you know, volunteers to answer the phones. We think we'd like to get about 8 so that, you know, if 2 or 3 have to, you know, be spotty or not coming all the time and everything, that'll be fine. So plans are in the works to get that done.
A question, Nancy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will the phone, when it rings, I mean, the station, will the station appear on the
iPhone? Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Good. Yeah, the station has a Zoom phone call system now. And when you call through it, it looks like the, you know, a phone, caller ID says KPFT. So that's what we'd be using. That's what the callers would be using, rather.
Is it the same? Oh, that's is it the same number?
Yeah, the 4,000 number is what they see.
Okay.
And if any of the people called call back, they can call that very same number. We now have a working voicemail system.
Oh.
It's actually pretty neat.
Wow, wonderful.
Yeah.
How'd you do that? I applaud.
Well, Markeisha, you know, found this and set it up. So,
is it expensive?
I don't know. I don't know the cost of it. I doubt that it is.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's certainly good news, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So that's part of what's going on. Is definitely work being done towards actually getting a phone bank of people calling lapsed donors, or maybe any other kind of donor we might want to call. There are other kinds of major donors who are already, you know, we might want to ask them to up their donations, you know, same with sustainers, et cetera. Lots that could be done with this.
And you're talking about that program that doesn't give out, that says KPFT is calling? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, what we were talking about, and this would actually be cheaper in every way, is all the callers would actually have all the callers would actually need a laptop because you can make the calls through your computer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You could do it through your phone if you have Zoom on your phone. I hate Zoom on the phone. I would not recommend it to anyone. But on the laptop, it works, you know, much easier to use. You make the call through there. You can have at the same time a script that we're going to ask people to use, you know, showing. If they say, I want to give a donation right now, we can have a donation form that's on the web so they don't have to write anything down. And one, as a side, Teresa wants to collect stories from people. So if someone says, hey, I have a story I want to tell, you can turn on recording with Zoom and record the story when they tell it.
Oh,
you
that's
know, get
cute.
Their permission and all that. A lot of things that can be done. So there's that. So that's what we talked about mostly. Teresa, what am I missing?
What about the challenge grant? Can you tell me how much we have in challenge grant so far?
About $800.
Okay.
The one that you're working on.
Okay. All right. Do we have any others?
No.
No. Okay. And the other thing we talked about was tier giving.
Oh yes.
What is the word
you
said, Teresa? What'd you say?
Tiered giving. T-I-E-R-E-D. Tiered giving.
Yeah, that's what, you know, every other nonprofit has is something like, you know, you're at the silver or gold or platinum level or whatever based on how much you give. And based on what level you're on, you get special perks.
Uh-huh.
We've been really, at the moment, stymied because we don't have anything really special. But to make that work, we have to think of something, and there's probably things that we can do, such as venues open, if we can make deals with the venues where there is a KPFT table that will go, you know, not that, you know, people get through donating through a drive, but that we can let our various major donors use for you know, special shows and things like that. That's one idea that's been passed around out there.
So we just talked about what we could give as gifts. We could do tickets, concerts, tables at concerts, a lunch with a celebrity, a private party, and I guess we're still working.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, it's, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of? Oh, anything else that you can think of, Robin?
No. That's mostly what I wrote down about. So those are my notes on our little meeting.
And
Bruce,
for
the stack.
Go ahead, Bruce.
You know, maybe think about, I know the PBS stations, you know, at the beginning of the TV program, they go, you know, this program is brought to you by the generous contribution of such and such a foundation, married couple, this person, that person. I mean, what if we announced at the beginning of the radio show that, you know, this show is brought to you by generous contributions from and name the people? I think that'd be kind of nice, and the people might like it, and I don't see what kind of objection anybody could have to that. That's it.
All you need is somebody to contribute a substantial amount of money for it.
Yeah, they get their name on the show. You know, Bob Williams gave 500, you know, maybe either name the amount, or Bob Williams gave us a significant contribution, which just allows us to bring you this radio program. And that's kind of nice. It's friendly to hear it. You know, people like that. That's it. But, oh, by the way, as long as I've interrupted everybody, I stumbled across a radio station, WPKN, in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which happens to be an affiliate, but, I mean, they're operating on their own. And these people have their fundraising down to a science. I would suggest everybody take a look at it. Stuff like donate a recurring $15 a month to PKN and enjoy a digital subscription to the New York Times or the Washington Post, favorite tracks of the week. You know, they got a Jose Feliciano concert on their website. And then they're actually listing a whole bunch of sponsors, underwriters, and friends. Grillo Services, Interventional Orthopedics, MOCA, which is an arts association, Bridgeport Downtown Special Services District, which I think kind of puts the lie to, you know, all this, oh, we can't do underwriting. I mean, I don't understand. It's not like we're advertising.
What's the name of that? What's the name of that, the call letters of that radio station?
W, Peter, Kappa, Norman. They're doing a marvelous job. I mean, we could just copy what they're doing.
Yeah, well, are they in the commercial end of the FM dial?
No. I think
they're an affiliate.
Yeah, they're a community radio, 89.5.
And where is that located?
Community radio, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Okay.
I mean, I just think they're doing it, so why can't we? I mean, you guys take a look at it and see what you think, but they seem to be hooking all burners.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Bruce.
Sure.
Let's all check that out. Okay, so let's go to
WPKN.org.
I'm sorry, WP as in Paul, K as in Kangaroo, N as in
it's
Nancy.
The call sign .org.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go talk about the pledge drive. Robin, do you have any assignments for us?
For the pledge drive, no. It's too close and whatever. However, I think maybe for October, which is definitely going to have to be the next drive, it gives us a little time to think of things like themes, maybe special gifts other than what we'll have during this drive, which has really been pared down, actually. So for this drive, I can't think of anything special. Next one, we have to think of something special.
All right. Then let's go to item C, which is possible drawing or raffle prizes for early donors for October pledge drive. I did talk to someone who could give us a possible 2 or 3 night stay in San Antonio. If we could possibly solicit people to pledge before the next pledge drive, then they could be eligible for a drawing for surprises. And I ask everyone on this call to think about it. KUNM in Albuquerque, for several years, they offered a motor scooter. Someone gave them a motor scooter, and one of the other prizes, I think the second prize, was a piece of art that was donated through either a very high-end art gallery or jewelry store that had art. So it was like ceramic or glass dish or something that could be hung on the wall or something. We're still looking for things like that, and we're not sure whether we would do a drawing or a raffle, but if you have any ideas or you know someone who has some ideas, let us know, okay? So,
Bruce is back again.
Go ahead, Bruce.
And Bill.
Go ahead, Bruce and Bill.
Bill can go first.
Go ahead, Bill.
Just make sure, you know, there's legal issues or requirements you have to do and filings you have to make if you do a raffle.
Yes, I understand. Okay, Bruce?
Yeah, I mean, Another thing you might try, because I've seen people do it, Dallas apparently had the best five Dallas food tours, like a food tour to all kinds of ethnic restaurants. So you go to the people running the tour, and you go like, hey, we're going to announce your food tour on the radio, and you're going to give us five free tickets to the food tour. I'm sure they'd be happier than mud, you know, to give you five free tickets, since the food tours are never full anyway, and they get their name mentioned on the radio. And another same idea, but there's a Dallas, I mean, there some kind of architecture. Oh, shit. I looked up Dallas instead of Houston. But anyway, you got the idea. So it's like an architecture tour for Houston. Any of these kind of like old home architecture, an old homes tour, you know, that kind of stuff. You go to these people, say, hey, you give me five free tickets, I'll be announcing your tours on the radio and, you know, taking a donation for the tour, but people are going to be calling you.
Mr. McKinney, who's one of our programmers, has offered something similar to that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a question of going out to the people running the tours to go, like, here's, radio spots for free you couldn't buy for love or money. All you need, you know, give us five tickets. I'm done.
Okay. So have you seen that done in a specific place?
New York actually has... Arthur Avenue, which is kind of this, like, super Italian ethnic food mecca all the groceries and the food is from Italy. You know, there's no American, and people go nuts to go up there and shop and buy and eat. And people come from, like, a long ways away to go to these Arthur Avenue food tours. So,
okay,
yeah,
Bill, did you, I'm sorry, was there anyone else? Are you finished? I'm sorry, are you finished, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm done.
I didn't mean to cut you off, I'm sorry.
All
right, anything else? All right, item number six is new business. Does anybody have any new business? Hearing none, our next meeting is...
Wait.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Can we ask our listeners by maybe newsletter or a card to donate fancy stuff for premiums or for a raffle or not raffle? Premium would probably be better. Have we ever done that?
Is that our email blast?
What'd you say? I couldn't hear you, Teresa.
In our email blast?
Well, to ask them, you know, if they have something they'd like to donate, something like a chair or some dining table or something that might be good as a premium.
I think that's a great idea. I don't think we ask our listeners enough.
Have we ever done something like that?
Bill,
I'll tell you what. Is there someone, Darrell, would you like to write up something, or would somebody like to write up the pitch that we would put in our email blast, which I don't think we're really taking advantage of? That's a great way to communicate with people, especially since so much, all of our programming is not live. We could at least have something nice in our email blast where we're kind of interacting with them and asking them for something where they feel like they could contribute or engage with us.
I want to say that I think because it's new business, basically, and it applies to working with Robin on the October Fund Drive, I agree it's a great idea, and I would do something this month to discuss next month or whenever Robin's ready, but I don't think it's that hard to write that up. I'm happy to write it up. I think the main thing is keep it on the agenda.
Okay. Well, if you would kind of write that up and call me, between the two of us, we could maybe give something to Robin that we could get into the email blast in August and September. We would have the thing by October.
I did not know that the email blast was still happening.
I think
on a very irregular basis.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to count on the email blast. I think that email may be gone the way of the covered wagon, and there's other ways to do it.
Well, the best way is radio.
I must say, I get the WBAI email blast, and it catches my attention.
Okay. Anyway, I'll be glad to work on it with you between now and the next meeting, and I don't think that it needs to be anything that adds to Robin's plate or anybody in terms of the email blast. I think we can do it organically through our own social media, and we'll set a time to talk about it.
That'd be great. I'd love to work with you on that.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Nancy, for the idea.
Teresa, if we do a cart, then it's like 25 seconds of script and some music to bumper music. No, I mean beginning and ending music or music during. The best way, actually, to get word out is on the radio.
But again, I don't know that we have the resources right now to ask to do that. If I understand correctly, we need to do things that we can do without giving anybody in the staff or within the radio, within KPFT's volunteers, giving them any assignments. If I understand correctly, we can make something happen ourselves without burdening anyone else who's not able to do a lot. And maybe when the new manager shows up, a cart makes sense. It could be on the list, but I think we can also be independent. It's not either or. Just do what we can now and keep adding things as we can. You know what I mean?
Usually the staff does not make carts. I mean, the manager should be able to make a cart when he comes. But, I mean, usually the carts are made by programmers. They know how to do it.
Well, the script would have to be approved by Robin. Because if we're asking
Marquisha,
if it has to do with raising money, we just don't go out on our own. We can write it and then submit it to Robin, and then she can decide whether she wants to use it or not.
That's a good point.
All right, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, no, I agree with Darrell. We need to not add more work to Robin, and you know, things that may sound like a good idea. Let's get people to do this or what? Somebody's probably staff's going to have to coordinate some things. So let's think about what we can do. But something we're going to need to do pretty soon is get donations, major donations for a new home, because it's just been really hard. It's hurt KPFT in a lot of ways, not being able to operate, you know, having studios and stuff like that. And a lot of people, you know, they don't have the technical skills to produce a good sounding show, or they can't do one at all, you know, from home. And you know, we can't do it instantly, but I think that needs to be a goal. We need to be figuring out how we can get a new home, either rent or lease. And I know some people are thinking about, they're looking at for some temporary space, but, you know, we need to look towards a permanent new home.
Okay.
Just, be thinking about it.
Do we have any other new business? I guess, Bill, let me go back to that. Do you want us to do anything specifically? Are you asking for this committee to do anything specifically about the idea that you just...
Well, you know, no, we need to talk to Robin and let's get some ideas, pounce around some ideas. I don't want to create more work for her, but, you know, let's think about... Well, you know, I've mentioned a few things to you and other people have talked to me.
Well, I think that should probably be one of the highest priorities for our general manager once he starts.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have his hands full of all kinds of stuff, you know, but there's always things going on that take time to behind the scenes. But you're right. I hope the new GM can, you know, help with that.
Okay. Any other new business?
Bruce again?
Go ahead, Bruce.
I mean, this might sound kind of corny or dumbass or whatever, but when I was a kid, I lived up in Vermont, and there was a little local radio station. I think they were actually commercial, but no big deal. And every Saturday at noon, they'd have, like, happy birthday, Grandma, or happy birthday, Mom. And, you know, like, the kids would record a happy birthday greeting. And if you said, hey, you know, you want to, Grandma likes the KPFT, and you want to say happy birthday to her, $25, record it on your phone, send us the recording, and we'll put it on the air, and then she's accidentally sitting next to the radio Saturday at noon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I bet people would go and listen to it just to hear, you know, the kids talking or whatever. It's kind of cute, but, you know, maybe you could try it and see if it works. That's it.
Birthday name announcements.
Is this Nancy?
Requests. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sometimes my father used to take me to school and I was too late to catch the bus, and he was listening to K-News, and they had a man who was singing like a woman, and the woman's name was Prissy, and so they would say, announce all the names of people who had a birthday, and then Prissy would sing, happy birthday to you, woo-hoo, happy birthday to you. I mean, she just really jazzed it up. I don't know if it was a woman or a man singing, but my father thought it was so funny, and I used to, I thought it was funny, too, the way she sang it. It was not the traditional happy birthday, but he would say all the names first, and I forgot if it was Paul Berlin or who it was. Long time ago when I was a little girl. That's all.
So they did that every day?
Every day, yes. So on the morning, he would take me to school. So it was at the morning time when people, that was a prime time, drive time.
Okay.
I think that's a great idea, and it wouldn't cost us anything either.
All right, so.
We could do it free, actually, and maybe people would just donate more to us.
Tom, with a stack.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tom.
I've got, I'm running right now a birthday deal for KPFT for donations for my birthday. I'm doing that for 30 days, so, you know, social media, you know, if you have your birthday and you want to, you know, make donations to a, you know, charitable organization, then, you know, that's how you do it on Facebook. So, you know, I'm doing that right now, so.
Charlie King has a wonderful birthday song called God Danced the Day You Were Born, and it's actually around with three different people singing parts, and it's like, here's God in his blue suede shoes dancing and doing the funky chicken to celebrate your birthday. It's quite clever, and we could do something similar. Rather than just having a routine, the birthday song, we could have some sort of announcements. But this is something maybe that we need to discuss with a program director if we ever get one. So our next meeting is going to be on September 7th. Is there any objection to that? It's the first Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Okay, Tom Harper moved to adjourn. Any objection? We are now adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Please take your assignment seriously. And tell everybody that the pledge drive starts. Tell them to listen in and help in any way that you can by spreading the word and encouraging people to give. Okay?
I want to thank
you.
Robin.
Thanks, everyone. Yeah.
Darrell, did you
Who
have
that,
a question for Robin? The meeting is adjourned, but Darrell, did you have a question for Robin?
I just wanted to say it's good to hear your voice. That's all.
Yeah, it's good to hear yours. Hope to see you again sometime soon.
Yeah, hang in there.
Okay.
Yes, thanks,
thank
everybody.
You.
Good night, everybody.
Okay,
good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.